The Sefer Tehillas Mordechai asks a fundamental question. It seems like so much of the world went wrong even before it began. The Gemara talks about a machlekes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that went on for 2.5 years. They argued whether it would have been preferable for man not to have been created, then created, meaning should man have been created at all. In the end, they came to the conclusion that indeed it would have been preferable for man not to have been created, but since he was created, he should examine his ways and make sure that he's doing the right thing. It says that it's not just down here that we were discussing this fundamental question about whether we should be or not, but that even before man was created, there was a conversation going up in the heavens about this. Rabbi Shimon says, at the time that Hashem wanted to create Adam HaRishon, the Malachim made different groups and they were all arguing about it. Some said they should be created, some said they shouldn't. There were two groups. There was a group of chesed, kindness, and tzedek, righteousness, justice, or perhaps from the word tzedakah. And then there is emes and shalom. And so chesed and tzedek said, of course you should create man. Do you know how much chesed they do? Do you know how they look for opportunities to be kind to each other? Do you know how there's tzitkus in the world? Of course you should create man. On the other hand, emes and shalom, truth and peace, they said, man is never going to get it right. What would be the point of creating man? And the conversation that began with the before the creation of man continues till today. What is man? It says, Asher asah ha'elokim es ha'adam yashar. Hashem created man straight, good, with a yetzer tov, that we should want to do the right thing. But it also says, yetzer lev ha'adam ra minu'urav, that the yetzer, our instinct, our inside, our drive of our heart is ra menu'urav. It's evil, it's bad from the time that he is a na'ar. The question is, what does it mean to be a na'ar? And the Mefarshim explain na'ar from the same shorish as lina'er, which means to move, which means from the moment that each child begins to move by coming out of his mother's womb, he's already has the Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra. So it seems like Hashem really did make man straight, Asher Asah HaElokim Es HaAdam Yashar, but from the minute that he meets reality, he already has to start to contend with the fact that there's a part of him that is essentially bad. Although he is essentially good, there's a part that's essentially bad. What is the purpose of creating this good if there is so much evil? What's the purpose of creating us this way? And before we start to answer this question, we have to talk about how the entire world is built, which also seems so far away from the ideal. It's not just man who is created in this way. It's everything in creation. It says that Hashem wanted to create the world with the midah of din, and yet he saw that he couldn't, and so he created it with the midah of rachamim. Meaning that right from the beginning, Bereshis bara Elokim, Hashem, God, the word of din, of justice, created the world. And pretty quickly, it has to turn into the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, the shame Havaya, the shame of Rachmim, of mercy, because we can't have a world of just justice. We wouldn't survive it. It says that on the very first day when Hashem created our light, he saw that we're not able to have this light, that it's too strong for us, and therefore he took it away from us. And it's hidden until we get to the time of the future of Mashiach, Lasid Lavai. So until then, we have to live with darkness and light that's mixed together with the darkness, and we daven for the day when we get to see Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayir, when we get to see the new light, the light that was taken away from us right from the very beginning. But why create it if it had to be taken away? On the third day of creation, Hashem tells the earth to bring up fruit trees that make fruit, meaning that what he wanted was that the process of bringing out the fruit should come from the trees that also taste like fruit. Eitz pri oisa pri, be a fruit tree that your bark is also tastes like the fruit that you are making, and that everything on earth should be fruitful. But whatever it means, it says that the earth sinned, and it only brought out trees that made fruit. Eitz oisa pri, a tree that makes fruit, but not fruit trees, where the tree also tasted like fruit. On the fourth day, Hashem said, make me two big lights, because he wanted the sun and moon to be equal, but the moon complained and said, it can't be that two kings, that the two kings share the same crown. And Hashem's response to the moon was, okay, you make yourself small. Very well-known story. And we see right away that From the very beginning, it says that Hashem created a Ma'ar HaGadol, the Memshalas Hayom, and Ma'ar HaKaton, the Memshalas HaLayla, that the big light, the sun, is going to rule the day, and the small light, the moon, is going to rule the night, and the world will have to wait until the time Asher Hu Lo Yom V'Lo Layla. There's going to be a day, the Navi says, it's not day and it's not night. Ta'ir Ka'ar Yom Cheshchas Layla, that the night will be lit up like the day, meaning that the original, not really the sin, but the change of the way that Hashem had originally thought to create the world of two big lights will come back at that time. But again, I just keep on bringing examples. But the question is, why was the world created in such a complicated way? Why are we created in a way that we are so far from the goal that was meant to be? If the first light that was created was immediately hidden, then why was it created? If the earth can't bring out the kind of trees it's meant to bring out, then what's the point of commanding it to do so? If Hashem wanted to create us in the most optimal way, then why didn't he do it? And if he couldn't create us in this most optimal way, if it wouldn't be good for the world to create us in this most optimal way, then why all the commands, why all the attempts to make things optimal just to live forever in a world of b'di'evit, of compromise? Well, we were supposed to be like this, but we have to be like that. It's a very important question. The Ramchal says that the world was created in a way that it should be able to move up slowly. We're created with high aspirations, but with low realities, just even created as a newborn who can't really do anything. But of course, every parent has the high aspirations for this little newborn child. So we can move up slowly, slowly to the place that we're meant to be. The Ramchal speaks of a Kabbalistic idea, which I'm not really going to go into, I'll just mention it. It's called Shviras HaKelim, and basically what it means is that the container of the world was too small to contain all the greatness of potential that was held in it, and therefore it broke, again, whatever it means, and that the purpose of the entire humanity of the world is to bring it back to its potential. That's the Kabbalistic idea, but we see this practically in our own lives, that it's sometimes when we hit the proverbial rock bottom that that's a starting point for growth. Sometimes a person is forced to confront change because his defenses have come down for whatever reason. Again, usually because he's hit that rock bottom. He can then proceed to rebuild the world, but rebuild in a much healthier way. In the world of education, there's always a balance of what to tell the students, what to expose the students to. On the one hand, you have to meet your students where they are and give them realistic goals. You can't talk too high. But on the other hand, you have to show them how much potential there is for growth and what they can aspire to. There's always that fine line, that balance of being realistic with them, but exposing them to greatness. In such a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world. He showed us, he showed humanity, he showed the world through a very brief moment of light what it could be. This is the optimal light. But then he took it away from us. And he said, and now I want you to reach this, and I want you to reach it on your own, so it's going to be yours. He created us full of goodness, but he also gave us challenges. And he said, I need you to overcome these challenges to reach your highest potential. We need to know how much greatness there is to know how much we have to grow. If we don't see the greatness, if we don't know the greatness, if we've never been exposed to the greatness, then we don't have the hasagas, we don't have the understanding that there's what to do. A peasant who spends his whole life in the village and has never seen the big city doesn't know what he can aspire to. He's happy to be where he is and not to move on. You have to expose him to what greatness there is to know that he can get there. But the growth that we do is going to be our growth because we've attained it, because we worked for it. It wasn't just given to us. It's something that becomes ours. And that's much, much more valuable. The word shever, which means broken, also means hope. It means real potential. It means growth. It says that when Yaakov sends his sons down to Mitzrayim, it's because he saw that there was a shever in Mitzrayim. There's hope in Mitzrayim. There's a possibility of getting food to save us from this famine. So that word, shever, broken, also means shever, hope. We're just coming from the yontiv of Rosh Hashanah, where we hear the shofar blow many times. The process of blowing the shofar is similar. We start with the tekiya, which is an uncomplicated, clean, and straight blow. And then we break, shvarim truah, many times, many, 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 many brokennesses, And only after we do that, only after we have been broken, can we go back to the tekiya, to the straight, uncomplicated blow. But this one is different because it's ours. It's one that we've earned. We have to be careful, so careful not to get stuck in the shvarim and not to despair when we are there, but to reflect on our potential and direct all of our koichos to reaching the goal which was invested in us at the time of our creation.